Yeah. Okay, so we're, you know, unfortunately we're running out of time here, but I guess can you just let us know where people can find your music? Do you have a website? You mentioned the video, so I'm assuming you probably have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's probably the best place to find us these days. We've we also, as part of this spending time in the real world thing that we're trying to do, we ditched our Facebook page. I occasionally update our Instagram just because it's linked to my own, so I'll throw some stuff up there. But I'm not even sure I have access to our Facebook page, to be honest, at the moment. So I would say if people do want to connect with us, if you're in a city we're in, find us. Find one of the members, write us on whatever, wherever you can. Keep your ear to your local music pages. That's where we're going to be. But if you're outside of here, yeah, hit us up on YouTube. That's probably the best bet at the moment. We're very inactive on social media, to be perfectly honest. We like to support other independent sources for music like this one, for example, and try to be a part of, you know, podcasts, radio shows, you know, things like private WhatsApp and Facebook groups that are promoting music. Like, that's kind of where we're landing ourselves. And the purpose of that is not to be inaccessible, but is to be more accessible to people who actually, you know, are interested, who actually care.
Yes.
So we're a little hard to get a hold of. I won't lie about that. But if the one social media that we do have that's active and going would be our YouTube. So if you're interested, just drop us a line there, shoot us a message, drop us a line on one of the videos. We'll respond. We're watching it.
Okay, perfect. Sounds great. Yes, yeah, go ahead.
And I was going to say, and check out the music while we're there. Beyond that, we're on all the standard streaming services and that sort of thing. So as far as getting our music that far, we try to make it accessible as possible. So anywhere you can get music.
Nope. Yep. Sounds great. Yeah. Today, you know, I mean, I don't want to make. Anyway, yeah. Today it's all been broadcasted from a music service. I will say which one, so that, you know, we don't do free commercials. But yes, so it is on all of them. All right. Well, Barrett, thank you. Thank you very much for being with us here tonight at the Metal Meltdown. And yeah, hopefully we get a chance to, you know, meet in person if you do the West Coast, you know, show.
That'd be amazing. We'll make a point of it.
Perfect. Thank you very much again.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks again, Barrett.
Hey, have a great night.
All right. Thanks, you too. All right. Well, yeah, that was great with Barrett from All Else Fails. And yeah, let's continue with some more music from them and some more new music here at the Metal Meltdown. Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. All right, we just listened to Triskelion. They are from Newfoundland, a couple of members from Vancouver, mainly Newfoundland in Canada. We listened to the song Balance of Terror, which is part of the latest album from last year, Downfall. Before that, we listened to Alienator from Ontario in Canada. And we listened to the song that gives their latest album from 2022 its title. We listened to Regrets. And we started the set with our guests tonight, All Else Fails from Edmonton in Alberta, Canada. And we listened to the song Devour the Sun, which features Sleep Right. And this is from their latest EP from 2022, The Incident at Black Lake. And yes, I want to thank Barrett again for being here with us tonight at the Metal Meltdown. Thank you very, very much. All right, let's quickly tell you what's coming up in terms of shows. March 3rd at the Wise Hall here in Vancouver, we have Day Glow Abortions with a Human Issue. Then also on March 3rd at the Hollywood Theater, we have Death to All, Suffocations and Nuke Them. Then on on March 17th at the Cobalt, we have Omnium Gatherum with Mulgrave and Hyperia. Then on March 18th, we have also at the Cobalt, we have Spell, Girlfriends and Boyfriends, and some of the Covenant Fest DJs. And then on March 25th is the 14th anniversary of the Invisible Orange. So this is at the Wise Hall, and you can see Wake, Omnia Nil, Liminal Shroud, and Kayas. And then on March 28th at the Cobalt, you can watch Spirit Mothers, Spoonbenders, and Space Queen. Sorry. On the 30th at the Wise Hall, Vitriol, Worm Witch, Command, and Dissemination. And then on the 31st, also at the Wise Hall, Death Chant, Kadabra, Mommy Fortuna, yes, highly recommended, and Sleep Circle. And then on April 6th, at the Rickshaw, Blackwater, Holy Light, Cold Gone, Never Plenty. April 12th, at the Rickshaw, Vader, Crisium, Decrepit Birth, and Shattered Throne. And then on the 16th, at the Wise Hall, Hellfire, Rebel Priest. Yes, you should check the Rebel Priest and Tough Dust. And yeah, so that's for April. And then what else? Anything that we've missing? March 1st, you can watch at the Rickshaw, you can watch Static X, Fear Factory, Dope Society 1. On March 5th, Born of Osiris with Ripping Asmodeia, Bystander of Artistry. On March 21st, you can watch The Scratched. April 6th, Blackwater Holy Light. We already said about this. Vader. April 15th, Hyperspace Metal Festival with Ex Mortuus, Judicator, Lords of the Trident, Paladin, Immortal Guardian, Lutheran, Hyperia. All this at the Rickshaw. On April 18th, Enslaved and Insomnium with Black Anvil. April 29th, Wolves in the Throne and Room. There you go. So that's your March and April for a couple of metal shows. All right. Well, you know, the time has come, I guess, to say goodbye. We're getting closer to the end. So, yes, I want to thank you so very much for being with us tonight. It has been a great night, as usual. Thanks to you. Thank you for listening. And I'm going to leave you with what's next. I'm going to leave you with Vulvodynia. They are from South Africa. And we're going to listen to their latest single from 2022. which is called Artificial Divinity. I want to thank Barrett again for being with us tonight from All Else Fails. And I will see you next week. And as usual, El Doctor Misterio wishes you good night and good luck.
Subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.